Disaster declarations, which make a community eligible for federal funding, are usually reserved for specific catastrophic events, like a hurricane or a landslide. But Newtok is applying for damage that's occurred through many smaller incidents over the last 10 years. It's a long shot, but at this point, the village doesn't have a lot of options.
You know, we just need to get out of there, Rachel. We really do.
That's Romy Cadiente, the village relocation coordinator.
For the safety of the 450 people there, we need to get out of there.
Many Alaska villages are facing erosion and thawing permafrost made worse by warming temperatures. But Newtok's needs are maybe the most immediate. The village has lost its barge landing, sewage lagoon, and landfill and expects to lose its current drinking water source this year. The community is ready to move. There's a new site with several new houses already built. The major problem, Cadiente says, is money for key infrastructure like a new airstrip, school, and drinking water source.
The price tag on this village move is astronomical. We're thinking probably in the $150 to $300 million range. And what we have right now is nowhere near.
And after more than a decade of waiting, Newtok needs that money now. Alaska had hoped to fund the relocation with a grant from the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD. But the state learned last winter it had been turned down. Officials cast about for another solution, and they settled on the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. This request may be the first of its kind, but Newtok attorney Mike Wallery argues nothing in the law prevents the president from declaring a disaster for a multi-year event like the thawing permafrost in Newtok.
You know, disasters are not planned. So, and they don't, you know, they don't come in one size fits all. And FEMA, you know, over its life has, I think, understood that and has tried to adapt to the changing circumstances of these disasters.
But Newtok is the first test of that theory. Rob Virchik teaches at the Loyola University College of Law in New Orleans, where he focuses on disaster law and climate adaptation.
This is a trailblazing effort that will definitely put problems like this on the radar screen for federal and state policymakers and make it impossible for the public, I hope, to avoid these kinds of discussions in the future, because Newtok may be the first community to make such a request, but it is not the only community that's experiencing these kinds of problems.
Virchik says the request is a milestone, whether it's accepted or not. As for Romy Cadiente, he's just hoping the answer from the White House is yes. What happens if you don't get this disaster declaration? Are there other sources of funding to move the village?
Not right now, Rachel. We will come up with a solution some way, somehow. But to tell you the truth, Rachel, we are really hoping for this disaster declaration.
The request is now under review by FEMA. Newtok is hoping to get an answer before the Obama administration leaves office later this month. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waltholz in Anchorage.